The Supreme Court is busy, which means we will hear a lot from Nina this week, including her reporting on another Supreme Court case involving a voter ID law. This is the sort of law that states have approved to prevent fraud. Indiana's law essentially requires voters to present a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license or a passport. The law's critics include Democrats who say that having to show an ID makes it difficult for poor, elderly, or minority voters who tend to vote Democratic. The people we'll hear in that story include Democrat Tova Wang.
We found that although there is fraud in the system, it doesn't take place at the polling place. You don't have many cases at all of people showing up at the polls and either pretending to be somebody else or somebody who's died.
Indiana's attorney general defends this law, saying the state is just trying to prevent possible future fraud. Lower courts have ruled differently on similar laws, but as Nina reports this week, judges have voted along party lines. And we'll get a preview of what the Supreme Court might do later this week.